You're listening to My Peeping Life Podcast. We have made it to 29 episodes of My Peeping Life Podcast. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, no matter where you are in the world, welcome. Thank you for joining me. My name is Tammy Lynn Murphy, and you are listening to My Peeping Light Podcast. Today's post is focused on doing things for yourself only. Not for anyone else's benefit, but just for your own. And this is important because you are your most valuable asset, and you have to take care of yourself in order to ensure the path you're on is your own and not someone else's. Because many people find themselves living the dreams of others at the expense of their own. So stay with me and let's get crack-a-lacking on episode 29 of My Peeping Light Podcast. Thank you for joining me. I'll be right back. My Peeping Light Podcast discusses finding the light in darkness. It takes you on a journey of self-expression and discovery as I navigate my way through healing and challenges as I face the world and myself. This is where I share the tools that I've used and the lessons that I've learned along the way. Thank you for listening to My Peeping Light Podcast. My name is Tammy Lynn Murphy, and I'm so grateful that you're here with me today. Alrighty, I am back. I'm going to start by going through the post that I wrote on Tamstermay, which, as usual, inspired this podcast episode. Tamstermay.com is where I share myself with you through writing in the hopes that my story will spread some enlightenment to those that can relate to my struggles and to my victories, because it's not only about overcoming challenges, it's not only about the struggle, you know, it's also about the celebrations, and it's also about how you got there and how you managed to overcome them and what you did in those in-between phases along the way. So on that note, here is Just For Me, written by yours truly, moi, Tammy Lynn Murphy. Not everything I write gets posted on here, because some things are meant to be just for me, and that's okay. As much as I've decided sharing myself with the world is part of my path in life, that doesn't mean that I don't get to keep special moments to myself, or crazy moments for that matter. Sometimes I look at my choices and I look really deep, because I need to make sure that I do everything for the right reasons. Attention is never a reason to do anything. I get how it can be what others are looking for, but I've actually looked at the lives of people with too much attention and they just have no privacy. And living like that can't be easy. And I need to have those things that are just for me, because who wants to be watched all the time? I've always said, if my message or my writing reaches and makes a difference in 10 people's lives, yes, I put a number on it, then I've accomplished plenty. And all the time and effort that I put into my work was worth it. So if my writing or my podcast reaches more people, then great. But the balance and harmony of my life needs to be maintained for both scenarios. I cannot and I will not live according to the expectations of everyone. And I always will be true to who I am. So in saying all of that, I still write just for me. I don't only write on the blog, and I don't only do things for the podcast. Sometimes I sit and I write things just for myself. Nobody else will see what I've written. And this is to keep myself in check, to remind myself of who I am and why I had to find my voice, and then learn how to share it. I am happy with my growth, because me today and me last year, I'm just going to say, wow, I have grown a lot. And that's because of keeping myself in alignment with the tasks I set in front of me. And I've done the work. And then once I've done the work, I pray and I send it to the heavens for its blessing. And then whatever be, let the chips fall where they may. It is what it is after that. You just deal with it. Success to me is reaching those that need to be reached. Those that need to read what I have to write, and those that need to hear what I have to say on the podcast. Success to me is every thank you, every email or message of hope and encouragement. Every comment on my blogs and just seeing the hope in the faces of the people around me when they see me push boundaries that they really truly want to push, and just being their example that they don't have to live in a box and really can pursue their purpose, no matter how crazy everyone around you thinks you are because of it. So some things are just going to be just for me, so that when I do choose to share myself with you, I know that I've put in the right amount of work on myself to speak authentically and to share truth rather than made up stories. My light shines bright in my world now that I've cleaned up so many dark corners in my mind and my heart. So don't be afraid to do things just for you. Yes, you have a responsibility to share, but you have a greater responsibility to care for your own well-being too. So when I eat my chocolate alone and don't share, you know why. My name is Tamilyn Murphy, and that was my blog post written on tamstermate.com a few days ago called Just For Me. I'll be right back with a quick discussion about everything that comes with that post. Thank you so much for listening. You're listening to my Peeping Light podcast. Tamstermate was established by myself, Tamilyn Murphy, in 2017. It began as a means to develop myself into the person I envisioned and to help others do the same by sharing my stories through written words in the form of a blog. In March of 2021, my Peeping Light podcast was added to the brand in order to expand the vision and knowledge through spoken word as well. The Tamstermate brand represents lights in a world full of dark spaces, and offers followers and listeners a chance to find their inner light through storytelling, information sharing, and life experiences. It's so important to reflect on your life, on the things that you do and the choices that you make and the people that you associate yourself with. It's just important to reflect. Do you live your life in the shadow of someone else's dream? Are you making moves to make other people happy? Or do you make moves to grow your own vision? Do you take time to reflect on yourself and how you can be a better you? Do you take the time away from people? People, friends, family, work colleagues. Just spend time with yourself to breathe, to give yourself the time and attention, because you deserve attention. Do you give yourself the time and attention from yourself? Do you live to please others, or are you looking for validation from other people? Are you able to validate yourself? When you do anything, do you do it for your own growth and development in life? Or are you doing it for attention? Is your goal to help where you can, or to appear as if you are helping, but actually you're just looking for attention? I know it sounds a bit like, why are you saying people are looking for attention? But Sometimes you do things not because you actually just want to do it, but sometimes you do things because you like the way people, you know, react when you do things. You like to be liked, you know, which is not a bad thing. I'm not saying don't do things and don't. I'm just saying, do you know why you do the things? That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying that it's a good thing or a bad thing. I'm just saying, know why you do things. That's my point. My point is, know why you do things. Take the time to make those assessments in your life so that, you know, when challenges come or when the road is not as easy as you wish for, you go to the root of your intention. Because you know who you are. Because you know why you do the things that you do. And then from there, you can decide for yourself how to overcome challenges or, you know, if you should overcome something, if you should hold on to something, if you need to let go of something. Only then, from the root, from the intention, from the reason you're doing it in the first place. So if you don't know the reason, then you wouldn't be able to deal with challenges. You wouldn't be able to make a calculated decision on whether to move ahead or whether to step away from certain things. So if you wake up every day, my dear friend, and you don't know why you do what you do or what you will do for that day, and you don't take the time to plan or to look over your desired goals for your day, if you don't care about what you're doing with your day, then who will? The answer to that question is, funny enough, somebody else will. And then that somebody else, you will find yourself at the mercy of, because another person will take control and will plan and will use your skills and abilities for their own gain if you are not willing to. Do you really want to be a puppet? A puppet on a string, and your life gets dictated by the rules and the goals of the person or your puppeteer? I mean, we don't even realize that we're living that way. I lived that way for so long, where, you know, other people chose for me without my knowledge of them choosing for me, because I didn't spend enough time with myself to understand that they were choosing for me. Have you surrendered your life to other people? When you see how your days are out of your control, and let me tell you when you will see that your days are out of your control. Those days when you need to do something that's important to you and you can't because somebody else is in control of your life. Or you actually have to ask for permission to do something that you want to do with your day in your life. That's when you know you're not in control. It's sad because this is the norm. This is how life has been, I suppose, planned out for us. We go to school. We have to ask to use the bathroom. We're taught how to be controlled from school. And I do my best, because obviously my daughter needs an education, but I do my best at home to educate her that just because that's how they do it there does not mean that that's how it has to be done. There are other ways. Don't allow somebody to control your limbs. Don't allow them to take your strength. Don't give your power away. Because if you don't use your own legs and you don't control your own arms and somebody else is controlling them and you are just a puppet on a string, you will lose your strength in those legs. You will lose your strength in those arms. Just like if you don't use your mind, you will lose the strength that you have in your mind. And if you don't use your body, you will lose the strength that you have in your body. Don't lose yourself because other people are in control of you. Take the time every single day. Because I can't say this enough, but because you are important. If you only knew how important you are, you would take the time. Because if you invested time and energy in yourself and harnessed your gifts and used what you have for the greater good of not only yourself but of others, if you filled your cup with you first, the possibilities, my dear friend, if you are listening to this, the possibilities are endless. So spend time with you. Spend time with yourself. Do things just for you. Invest. Invest time every single day in yourself. Because if not you, then who? Thank you so much for listening to me. This is my Peeping Light podcast, and my name is Tammy Lynn Murphy. It has been an interesting session, and it's a reminder not only to myself, not only to you, but also to myself. So let's take time for ourselves today and every day, and let's grow, and let's shine our lights on the world. Let's be the best versions of ourselves that we can be. One step at a time. 1 minute at a time. 1 moment at a time. 1 day at a time. You are amazing. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for being here. Your time is appreciated. Thank you for your time. Because you are important. Ciao.
You're listening to my Peeping Light podcast.